Building a strong family begins with strong marriages. Thanks for joining us as we continue these devotions about strong families. Husbands, today's passage is for you. Wives, tomorrow's passage will be for you. Both of you, please listen to both devotions. Now, husbands, I want to warn you, this passage presents a tall task, and yet this is the biblical instruction for every husband and father. Ephesians 5:25, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Let me say it again. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. God's design for the family is for the husband to demonstrate spiritual leadership. This leadership is never to be demeaning, derogatory, or overbearing. Verbal or physical abuse is sinful and destructive. And if you are tempted to sin in those areas, get professional counseling immediately. See, God's role for husband is servant leadership. And here's what servant leadership looks like. First of all, a sacrificial love, just as Christ gave himself up for the church, so the husband must be willing to live and love sacrificially. Now, this means more than our willingness to give up our lives for our spouse. Are we willing to give up time, a recreational activity, or a positive career move if it benefits our wife and our family? That's sacrificial love. Secondly, sanctifying love. Jesus gave himself up for the church to make her holy. Husbands must love their wives in such a way that encourages and supports their wives' spiritual growth. At the end of the day, husbands and dads are going to be responsible for the spiritual well-being of their families. Again, that's a tall order. That's a huge responsibility. So sacrificial love, sanctifying love, nurturing love. Husbands are to be responsible for the physical, emotional, and spiritual welfare. Otherwise, we must protect and provide for our families. And then a satisfying love. A servant leadership is a student of his wife. Student of his wife and seeks to develop and grow in emotional and physical oneness. By the way, the perversion of pornography will prove damaging to intimacy with the real person. Not the person on your screen, the real person in your marriage. So to love like Jesus loved, to love our wives as Christ loved the church, that's a sacrificial love, a sanctifying love, a nourishing love, and a satisfying love. Father, we've got to have your help. Help us to be true servant leaders as husbands. Give us the courage to do what we must do to be what you've called us to be. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.